The message of Finding Nemo was to leave exotic fish in the wild.
Nemo! Nemo, Nemo! No!
But that message didn't sink in very well with audiences. Following the release of the 2003 film, there was a massive increase in demand for clownfish for home aquariums. Now, conservationists are worried Finding Dory will spark a similar demand for that film's lead, a regal tangfish.
Does this mean we have to say goodbye to Dory?
Danielle Dixon is a marine researcher at the University of Delaware who breeds fish. She says clownfish can be bred in captivity, but regal tangs can't.
A really small amount of marine fish we can actually breed in captivity. And the problem with that is you either have a really hard time getting the fish to breed, or when they're larvae, they're so small, you can't transition them onto food, and then you can't transition them onto an artificial diet.
That means all regal tangs in the aquarium trade are coming from the wild, and that could have a dramatic impact on the fish's population numbers. The Saving Nemo Conservation Fund estimates more than 1 million clownfish are taken from the wild each year for the aquarium trade, which is why conservationists are hoping the only place you'll be finding Dory is on the screen.
Dory, you are about to find your parents, and when you do that, you'll be
home.
James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.